This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, August the 30th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. This weekend, we're celebrating the Labor Day long weekend. And we're also acknowledging something much more personal. It's Kiss and Makeup Day. At first glance, they may seem unrelated. Labor Day focuses on work and workers, and Kiss and Makeup Day is about healing relationships. But if we take a closer look, we'll see that they both invite us to do the same thing: to build understanding, to create fairness, and to choose kindness, whether it's at work or in our social, private lives. Labor Day is more than just a long weekend. It's a tribute to the people who worked and fought for the rights we enjoy today. The 8-hour workday, weekends off, maternity and parental leave, workplace safety, fair wages. These things didn't just happen. They were won through effort, advocacy, and determination. And while we've made progress, our journey isn't over. We still face challenges: wage inequality, especially for women, insecurity for freelancers, contract workers, and others without traditional full-time jobs. And we have the need for better leave policies for caregivers and parents. But there's a reason to be hopeful. A recent Canadian study found that unionized workplaces report 25% fewer serious injuries and closer pay equity between men and women. But you know, change doesn't always start big. Sometimes it begins with one person choosing to make things better. And that's where I'd like to share Melissa's story. She worked in a mid-sized office where management had voiced frustration. The staff were taking too long a break and grabbing coffee and snacks and wasting time, and productivity was being affected. The memo didn't land well. It fell critical, and tension rose in the workplace. People started to grumble. But instead of joining in the complaints, Melissa did something simple and thoughtful. She brought her own coffee maker, a kettle, a few tea bags and snacks, and set them up in the break room with a handwritten note. "Help yourself. You deserve a good day." What happened next surprised everyone. People started gathering around. Colleagues chatted. Ideas flowed. Laughter returned. The energy shifted, and management noticed. Instead of clamping down harder, they did something unexpected. They supported Melissa's gesture. They restocked the supplies and even named the space a wellness nook. Melissa's small act created a turning point. It helped both sides, the workers and the management. They kissed and made up without ever having to say words. It reminded everyone that they were on the same team. As Margaret Hefferman once said, "The small things you do every day matter more than the big things you do just once in a while." And that's true in the workplace and in our personal relationships. Sometimes we just need to open a conversation. If something at work doesn't feel right, our workload, our schedule, our environment, we can take a breath and we can speak up respectfully. Author Meg Myers Morgan put it this way. She said, "Negotiation isn't just asking what you want, it's owning what you deserve." And when it comes to our hearts and relationships, Kiss and Makeup Day reminds us that we don't need a perfect script. We can simply say, "Can we talk?" or even say, "I'm sorry," and start from there. According to research in the journal Emotion, people who forgive more easily experience lower stress and stronger emotional well-being. And Maya Angelou wisely said it beautifully. It's one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself, to forgive. Forgive everybody. And all this talk of labor brings to mind something that rings true for me. When you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And that's how I've lived my life. From my earliest days in my family business and then in my own business, I've worked, but I've never felt deprived or overworked. I met wonderful people. I helped them as best I could, and I felt fulfilled every day. My days weren't too long. They weren't long enough. And that holds true even to today. I remember being at an event once where people were sharing their retirement dreams. Many were counting the days until they could stop working. And I smiled as I realized that I was blessed because I wasn't eager to stop working. I was lucky to do what I loved. Whether I'm the wardrobe doctor, the host of this show, or now a writer and speaker, my work has always been a labor of love. And I'm not alone. According to the 2023 Statistics Canada survey, over 70% of Canadians who say their work is meaningful also report better mental and physical well-being. When we do something that we enjoy in a safe and supportive environment, we don't count the days to retirement because work becomes a purpose-filled pleasure. So this weekend, as we recognize Labor Day and Kiss and Make Up Day, let's remember progress and peace are possible at work, at home, and in our hearts. And now, as always, we have an opportunity to learn from our Women's Perspectives team of experts because they love what they do and they're here to share their knowledge and experience to help us make informed decisions so we can live our best life. We're going to get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, Christine, the health coach. We'll get dental health insights from Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready. We'll get relationship advice from matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, smart realty solutions from realtor Sharon Parenteau, accessibility updates from accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin, and financial planning help from Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. And after just one important message about organ donation, we'll get started. And of course, later in the show, I'll be your wardrobe doctor. And at the end, I'll share another happy story. So stay with us for the hour and get practical advice and inspiration straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
On this Labor Day weekend and Kiss and Makeup Day, we have time to think, to ponder, and to take a fresh approach. And to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning to your listeners. I hope you're having a great long weekend. So, you know, Labor Day is always one of these weekends where there's both a joy, but there's also a bit of melancholy for me because it does portend the end of the summer. And those carefree days, the time that you may have spent with friends and family especially, it is really what the whole world revolves around is family. And so what I want to talk about is one of the purest expressions of love for family that anybody can give, and that's life insurance. It's that most unselfish of financial products and tools, which if used strategically and thoughtfully, can have lasting benefits for both you, the life insured, and your beneficiaries who will receive the proceeds upon your death. As you look at your family and you experience the joy of being with them, life insurance is paid in after-tax dollars. And for your loved ones, that may be the most beneficial thing you can do when they're dealing with your emotional loss. Since these are after-tax dollars, the proceeds of the policy upon your death are received by the beneficiaries tax-free. It is these tax-free dollars at death which are the magic elixir that has made life insurance one of the most enduring financial products available. No one can ever discount the benefit of tax-free money materializing in a moment of maximum emotional pain. Devoid of the challenges of probate and legal restrictions, the immediate infusion of cash can be the life preserver to your loved ones having to suffer the challenges of estate settlement and delayed access to bank accounts, investment portfolios, and other savings that might be tied up in court, slow and cumbersome bureaucracies, and administrators unwilling to help. For those who have done some very thoughtful planning, life insurance can unlock savings. The tax-free payout and the guaranteed values can help you to enjoy more of your hard-earned savings dollars without having to modify your income to accommodate for estate needs. For those of you who have personal corporations, life insurance purchased on you through your corporation can be paid for with a much lower small business tax rate. Structured properly, this can lead to a tax-free distribution of money outside of your corporation. This is as close to having your cake and eating it too as you can get in this day and age of higher taxes and complicated structures. So if you're looking for an expression of love, talk can be cheap. Life insurance might be a very tangible way of showing your loved ones that you not only were thinking of them, that you also wanted to help them in a way that can have a lasting benefit. So as you look at your family over the course of the Labor Day weekend, maybe this is a time to reflect upon your financial plans and ask maybe a fundamental question. Can life insurance play a part in providing for my family and showing them just how much you love them?
Well, I remember when if you said life insurance to people, and I don't know if it's still true, they said, I'm not taking that out. It means I'm going to die. And they didn't want to face the reality that we all are going to leave sometime. So I'm glad that you brought it up because it's not something we should run away from. And maybe looking at it as a way of celebrating love for friends and family, it takes us closer to doing something kind and giving and maybe providing what you called a life preserver for those we love. If someone wants to talk to you about the benefits and costs of life insurance and how it impacts on their financial plan for their retirement, are you willing to just take calls without any formality?
Absolutely. They can reach me one of two ways. They can go to my website and send me an email at ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial.ca where they can maybe put some detail, or they can pick up the phone and call me at 416-708-6229.
It's always good to know what you don't know. And it really is enlightening to know that life insurance can be something that's beneficial and obtainable and lets us leave love and kindness and good memories for those we love. If you want to have a conversation about your future and your financial planning and perhaps life insurance, then give Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial a call. It'll cost you a little time, but you'll learn a lot. And I think that anyone who knows and makes an informed decision with no regrets will thank both me and Kevin. Kevin's number, 416-708-6229. That's 416-708-6229. We don't have to labor and strife. We can do a labor of love and explore life insurance with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. Again, his email, ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial.ca, or call Kevin directly at 416 708-6229. Thank you, Kevin, for putting life insurance on our minds. I think it's a good thing, and we'll speak again next week.
Marilyn, thank you, and to all your listeners, have a great Labor Day weekend.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C. Next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for shorter long legs, a seating width of 18 inches, ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great? Meet greater. Aerolux 2C. New from Travel Buggy.
Now, to help us deal with our health problems naturally, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic is here. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning we're going to talk a little bit about acne, and we're going to talk about how our blood sugar and our hormones can affect our acne. Now, that can happen at all ages, not just when we're teenagers. Sometimes I have women coming in when they're, you know, menopausal or perimenopausal, and they've suddenly noticed that their acne is getting worse. So certainly sometimes our skin seems to rebel after we eat certain foods, for example, sweet treats or even sodas or pizza. And so why does acne sometimes stubbornly stick out no matter how carefully we wash our face or how well we moisturize? Well, what happens is when we eat a high glycemic foods, for example, like white bread, pastries, candy, or sugary drinks, our blood sugar rises quickly. So in response, our body releases insulin to help move that sugar into our cells. And this is a completely normal process. It actually happens frequently, but it can also set off a chain reaction that affects our hormones and our skin. So what happens is elevated insulin levels increase something called insulin-like growth factor. And this hormone actually boosts our oil, our sebum production, encourages our skin cells inside our pores to multiply. So at the same time, this high insulin can actually lower another protein called sex hormone binding globulin, which actually means that there's more free hormones like testosterone circulating around our body. And that actually adds more fuel to the oil production. So all this creates an environment where our pores are more likely to get clogged, for example, and bacteria flourishes and inflammation really ramps up. So that can all lead to basically breakouts. So what that means is if acne is actually linked to what we eat, it actually means that we actually have the power to make a difference. So this doesn't just mean diet is not the only cause of acne. Sometimes genetics and stress and gut health and even skincare habits can all play an important role. But if we're just looking at diet, for example, there's a couple of things that we really can focus on from a naturopathic perspective. So focusing on low glycemic foods. So that means foods that don't spike our blood sugar as quickly. Those can be a really real game changer. For example, having plenty of vegetables and leafy greens, whole grains, lean proteins and healthy fats that actually slow down carbohydrate absorption. We really want to watch our diet intake of dairy, for example. So for some people, dairy, especially skim milk, can actually raise insulin levels. It doesn't mean that everybody needs to cut it out completely, but it's something that's worthwhile exploring if people want to look at their acne and are paying attention to what they're eating. Healthy fats are very anti-inflammatory, so omega fats in salmon, sardines, and walnuts can be very helpful. And we talk about a Mediterranean-style diet. This is a diet along with vegetables and olive oil and herbs. It's really linked to better acne outcomes. And really minding our lifestyle. Exercise is key, sleep is key, and of course, staying hydrated. So there are certain supplements that we can use for acne and insulin regulation. And for that, I usually recommend for people to book a naturopathic appointment because we really need to cater those supplements on an individualized basis. But if people have some questions or they wanted to book an appointment, they can give me a call. The number is 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So even if you're not a teenager, if you have acne, Dr. Betty Rosendahl has solutions. All you have to do is ask her for her complimentary 15-minute consultation when you call 905 905- 905-707-2001. 905-707-2001. Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. Thanks for that good advice, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
It's almost the end of Happiness Happens Month, but we can make it happen all the time. But we do have to hear our best. And to help us hear on From a Woman's Perspective, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. As August winds down, I've been reflecting on the little moments that make life meaningful. This month on the show, we've explored some playful and thoughtful themes. And when I look back at them, they all point to something at the heart of what we do every day, connection. We started the month with Simplicity Day, and I thought about how often simplicity shows up in hearing care. When someone comes in frustrated because conversations have become stressful and noisy places feel like a battle, life feels complicated. They start avoiding the situations that used to bring them joy. But the moment we get their hearing working properly, when voices become clear and the world softens into focus, life gets simple again. That first smile when they realize when they can hear naturally, that's the magic of simplicity. Then we had Enjoy Life Day. And it's true, enjoying life is often about the little things we take for granted. It might be the sound of your family laughing in the kitchen, your favorite song on the radio, or even the subtle, comforting hum of nature outside your window. I've met people who didn't realize how much they were missing until we restored their hearing, and they noticed the birds again, tiny, joyful sounds that make life feel full. And then National Handholding Day reminded us that guidance matters. In hearing care, that's what we do best. We hold our patients' hands figuratively, walking with them step by step. We don't just hand over a pair of hearing aids and send them on their way. We explain, we adjust, we listen to their concerns, and we celebrate those little wins together. Because confidence in hearing doesn't come from technology alone. It comes from knowing someone's right there with you, guiding you. And then, of course, Tell a Joke Day, the one that makes me smile. A joke is only funny if you catch the punchline, and it's amazing how many people miss those small, joyful moments without even realizing it. Hearing loss has a way of stealing laughter quietly, and I love nothing more than giving that back. So as we close the chapter on August, my hope for you is simple. Lean into connection. Listen to the people you love. Laugh when the moment calls for it. Let life sound full again. And if you've been waiting for the right time to do something about your hearing, maybe this is it. We're always here to help you get back to the conversation and back to the moments that make life worth hearing.
And Edmund, I appreciate the fact that you're part of our team because you hold people's hands through a process, not just on one day of the year because we're celebrating it, because always when people walk in your door, they get what they need. They get caring help from and solid information. Anyone listening who wants to perfect their hearing or their hearing aid, it starts with a hearing test at Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. One call gets you started, 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. You can pilot your calendar and put an appointment at Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto into it, and then you'll be sure that you can hear your best once you've dealt with Edmund and his team. Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Edmund, thank you. Thank you for the recap, and thanks for being you, and we'll speak again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
It's a holiday weekend, and if you were wishing that you had someone special in your life to share moments in this long weekend, perhaps it's time to consider a matchmaker, someone with experience who can help you meet the right person. Here on From a Woman's Perspective, we have Cupid Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I was speaking to a lady just this last week, and her name is Cheyenne. So she's young. She's about 26 years old, and she wanted a coaching session. So part of what I do is coaching. So sometimes people haven't dated much, or they haven't dated in a long time, and they sometimes need a little bit of advice. So she had booked one of my coaching sessions. So I gave her a call, and we talked a little bit. What was really getting to her was she had not done a lot of dating. So she'd been in university. She'd been working her career. She's ready to start dating. And she said, you know, I just don't know what to talk about with somebody. I just feel like almost paralyzed by it. And I said, you know, one of the good things about being with a matchmaker is we're going to send you a cheat sheet, basically. We're going to send you his profile, which will cover things like his interests and his passions and his background and what are the things that he loves to do. But there's a thing, and it's called transference. And sometimes it refers to when you transfer your feelings about one person onto another person. And you see that when somebody goes through and talks to somebody and it's very emotional and they end up transferring those really intense feelings they have onto a therapist or onto a doctor or onto a new relationship, because it puts you through all that previously lived experience, and some of the same feelings they have for that other person are transferred onto you. So when you sit down with somebody, it's important to remember that people have things they're passionate about. So maybe whether that's surfing, or it's learning a new language, or it's playing guitar, those things are things that people are passionate about. And when you draw them out about it, when you ask them about it or get them talking about it, those feelings of being happy and being passionate about sometimes can be transferred onto you. So it's a great way to establish that really good connection with somebody. And still, it's easy because they're doing the talking, so you don't have to go right away into talking if you're nervous. And certainly for Cheyenne, it's working out well for her. She had a conversation with someone, and she said it went really well, and she asked him all about himself, and they're going on a date. So it's important advice for anybody of any age. She happens to be a younger girl, but it's great for somebody who's maybe widowed after 40 years and getting back into the dating scene. Ask people about themselves. They love it, and it can really establish a good connection.
Well, part of what you do, and you've mentioned it often, is you do coaching. It isn't just about giving people two numbers and say connect. If anyone wants to talk to you and get your advice about matchmaking, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is to call our office. You can call our toll-free number at 1-877-334-9041. I know we have people all over the province. Or you can go on our website, mistyriverintros.com, and book an appointment to do an interview with myself or Nancy. And we do that by video or over the phone. And it's a free consultation. It doesn't cost you or obligate you, but it will give you a much better idea of what you can expect, how the service works, and how it would all go.
It's important for people to know that Cheyenne at 26 is just part of the Misty River Introduction clients. They go from in their 20s into their 90s. No one needs to feel embarrassed or shy. All you have to do is make a call and have a conversation. 1-877-334-9041. Speak to our Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and get started. Thank you, Linda, and we'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
On this holiday weekend, God forbid you have a toothache, where will you find a dentist? I don't want to say that our denturist, Suzanne Selga, will work on a holiday weekend without her approval, but I believe that she does do dental health care at home, and she might offer emergency services. So good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me. It's always a treat to be here. You know, with today being Kiss and Makeup Day, it really reminds me of how powerful a smile can be, not just for ourselves, but for healing and forgiving others. For some of the folks I meet, smiling doesn't come easily anymore. Maybe it's dentures that don't fit like they used to, or feeling self-conscious about their teeth. And for many, even getting to a dental office is a big challenge. Think about it for a second. If you have mobility issues, a health condition, or rely on a personal care worker, just getting to an appointment means arranging rides, someone taking time off work, getting ready, then sitting in a cold waiting room, and then doing it all over again on the way back. It's exhausting, and I know because I'm also a caregiver to my own mom. That's one of the reasons why my team and I are so passionate about providing in-home denture care to where you are, where you're comfortable. Our mobile denture services bring registered dental care providers right to you. Imagine getting expert dental treatments in your living room, care facility, hospital bed, or retirement home. There's no travel needed on your end, no waiting rooms, just honest, compassionate care where you feel most comfortable. Denture advice is only one call away, and one call could potentially increase the quality of your life, along with so many other dental services that we provide, and I'll speak more about that next time. When you call us for first-time appointments, we start with a relaxed conversation. I listen to your story, your concerns, and we talk about your medical and dental history. There's no rush, just real care. Then, during the in-person visit, I gently examine your mouth, check the fit of your dentures, look for any sore spots, and discuss what's important to you, whether that's chewing, speaking, or simply feeling confident again. I provide clear, honest advice about your options, denture repairs, denture adjustments, or new custom dentures, and walk you through every step so you feel supported and can make an informed decision. On this Kiss and Makeup Day, maybe it's time to make up with your smile. We believe a confident smile can open doors, mend relationships, and bring peace starting with you. So if you or a loved one need denture care, but find it hard to get to a clinic, just remember that we're just a phone call away, ready to bring care to you at your door. I'm Suzanne from Denture Ready. Your smile, your home, and your peace truly comes first. We're available to a phone discussion or in person. 15-minute free consultation to you or a loved one. Please call to arrange a time that works best for you. And you can reach me at 647-204-4478. Taking that first step can feel daunting, but I promise, once you do, you'll be so glad you reached out.
I'm so happy that I met you, Suzanne. And I mentioned at the beginning of the show that it was a holiday weekend, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but if someone has a dental emergency, are you available?
Absolutely, they can call us. We'll make ourselves available. There is a small fee for that, but it's your health that matters most. So always call. Never hesitate to call and reach out.
I think anyone listening who wants dental care at home or who needs it should give Suzanne a call. Suzanne Salga, Denture Ready, 647-204-4478. It's a number you should put on your refrigerator because you never know when you need dental health at home. 647-204-4478. Bye for this week, Suzanne, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Suzanne Salga, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salga, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown is here with her weekly health tip. So good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. And today I wanted to talk about cholesterol. You know, we all know that high cholesterol is no good for your heart. But I don't know if anybody realizes or if everybody realizes that high cholesterol is no good for brain health. What we know is when we look at cholesterol, it's a waxy substance that our body uses to make cell membranes and many hormones. And our liver produces the cholesterol that we need. The rest comes from animal-based foods such as meat, poultry, and dairy products. In general, there's two kinds of cholesterol. There's LDL cholesterol, and that refers to low-density lipoprotein. And there's HDL cholesterol, which is high-density lipoprotein. What we know is that high-density lipoprotein, which is the quote-unquote good cholesterol, transports excess LDL out of your blood back to the liver, where it's broken down and flushed from the body. But if you have too much LDL cholesterol, it is a problem because it can contribute to the plaque buildup in arteries, increasing our risk of coronary artery disease, cerebral vascular disease, peripheral artery disease, heart attack, and stroke. So we need to pay attention to our LDL levels. And genetically, some people are more at risk than others. If you do have high LDL, diet and exercise does help. But depending on how high is high, you may need to do more than that. You may need to look at a medication to bring down your LDL cholesterol. So I think we all should be aware of what our numbers are, what our risk is in general. And if we're lucky and we tend to be on the low side and we're making good lifestyle choices, you may not need to do any more. But if you have worrisome genetics, if your LDL is too high, if you've already tried lifestyle changes and it hasn't made much of a difference, then you really want to talk to your physician about medication to lower LDL. Because what we do know is when we lower LDL, we lower our risk of heart disease and we lower our risk of brain disease.
Well, you couldn't have been more clear, Dr. Brown. LDL, HDL, cholesterol. How to take care of it? We definitely have to address it. If you're interested in taking charge of your health and you want useful advice in clear language, ask for the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, at your local bookstore, or look for it on Amazon.com or log on to drvivianbrown.com. And if you want a signed copy for a special occasion, then give me a call, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Remember the name of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Take charge of your health. You'll be glad that you did. And thank you for that useful information, Dr. Brown.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. On this Labor Day weekend and Kiss and Make Up Day, it's the perfect time to think about taking a break, spending time with people we care about, and giving ourselves a chance to relax and recharge and maybe even mend fences if we need to. Labor Day weekend offers us 3 days to refresh our spirit, to enjoy our relationships and celebrate the fruits of our labor. Sometimes life gives us an opportunity we just can't miss, an invitation to go, to do, and to be in the moment. And sometimes those invitations don't come with a time to plan or to pack. If an unexpected opportunity comes your way today, are you ready to say yes and pack and go? Today, Rose's story will help anyone listening say yes to life without overpacking or overthinking. Years ago, Rose came into my store on a Thursday evening. She'd just left work, expecting to follow her usual routine for a long weekend, drive home, have dinner, and settle in for a quiet time. But that night, fate intervened. Two friends who stopped by my shop with her told her that there was room for one more in their car. They were headed north to a cottage, a Shangri-La, that had a sauna, a whirlpool tub, beachfront, a speedboat, fresh air, and everything you'd want for a perfect holiday getaway. The only catch? They had to leave immediately. There was no time for Rose to go home and pack. My store was just down the street from her office, and she dashed in before I closed and said, "Marilyn, I need a weekend wardrobe right now." She'd already run into a neighboring shop to grab socks and underwear and a pair of flip-flops, and the rest she hoped would come from me. And it did. We pulled together one swimsuit, a big t-shirt that doubled as a cover-up, another oversized t-shirt for sleeping and lounging, a pair of comfortable jeans, a couple of comfy tops, a hoodie, tights, and a simple ankle-length tank dress. Everything was easy wear, rollable, and ready to fit into a single tote bag I gave her. Rose left, planning to stop at the corner pharmacy for sunscreen, and she was off. My tip for today is don't let the lack of a wardrobe stop you from saying yes to life and life's opportunities. You don't need a giant suitcase to enjoy a weekend away. You just need to know what you're doing and then plan. For a weekend getaway, here's a grab-and-go list. Tops, two or three lightweight, breathable pieces, either cotton or bamboo or moisture-wicking blends. Bottoms, a pair of comfortable pants or jeans, and a pair of leggings or shorts. A layering piece, a hoodie or a cardigan or a light jacket in case it's cool. One versatile dress that can be dressed up or down in case something comes up. Sleepwear, a loose t-shirt or a nightdress. Swimwear, plus a cover-up that can double as loungewear. Footwear, a pair of comfortable shoes and flip-flops or sandals. Accessories, a hat if you have it, sunglasses, and a small bag or tote. When it comes to fabrics, choose wash and wear. It's quick dry materials so you can freshen things up easily. Many modern blends dry in just a few hours, perfect for unexpected spills or a spontaneous swim. According to a 2024 travel survey, 53% of Canadians say they're more likely to take a last-minute trip if they feel confident that they can pack in under 30 minutes. And nearly 70% of leisure travelers pack too much, which can weigh us down. And that means literally or mentally. A lightweight, well-planned bag leaves more space for fun and less for stress. So if you find yourself in Rose's position, faced with an unexpected chance for fun, just say yes and grab your essentials and go. Labor Day and Kiss and Makeup Day remind us that time with people we care about is precious. Sometimes repairing a relationship, reconnecting, or simply enjoying the moment is more important than a perfectly planned outfit. So my wish for you this weekend, whether you're traveling or staying close to home, is to dress comfortably, pack light, and make space in your life for joy, for friendship, and for love. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn West and your host, and we'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And then we'll finish off our Labor Day weekend show and Kiss and Makeup Day show with a personal story of mine and some good facts that help us appreciate what we truly have that we are going to celebrate this weekend. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Applying for the disability tax credit isn't your doctor's job. It's our job. Disability tax results. Use our experience in medical law to your advantage and increase your chances of being approved. Call us for details and a free consultation. 519-265-3145.
Want to know what a workout is all about? Today, we'll get that tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, what is a workout? A workout is 25% perspiration and 75% determination. Stated another way, it is one part physical exertion and three parts self-discipline. Doing it is easy once you get started. A workout makes you feel better today than you were yesterday. It strengthens the body, relaxes the mind, and toughens the spirit. When you work out on a regular basis, your problems diminish and your confidence grows. A workout is a personal triumph over laziness and procrastination. It is a badge of a winner, the mark of an organized person who has taken charge of his or her destiny. A workout is a wise use of time and an investment in excellence. It is a way of preparing for life's challenges and proving to yourself that you have what it takes to do what is necessary. A workout is a key that helps unlock the door to opportunity and success. Hidden within each of us is an extraordinary force. Physical and mental fitness are the triggers that can release it. When you finish a good workout, you don't simply feel better, you feel better about yourself. If you haven't started on an exercise program yet, it's never too late. Call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristinaHealthCoach.com, and register for my 2-week complimentary group training workouts and see if this is right for you.
You can do this. You can stay fit and active and independent. One call gets you started and you'll get 2 weeks for free. Just call Christine at 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. You'll really be glad you did. And thank you, Christine, for being my health coach and for being part of the From a Woman's Perspectives team.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. This Labor Day weekend, I want you to take just a moment to think about something important, the safety of your home. Ask yourself, are you holding on to the wall instead of a railing when you go up and down the stairs? Do you feel that little moment of fear stepping into your bathtub because there's nothing steady to hold on to? Those feelings aren't just getting older. They're signs that your home could be safer, easier, and more comfortable for you. And that's exactly where GTA comes in. We're here to help you keep living your best life. Right in the home you love, without fear, without risk, and without compromise. Sometimes the solution is simple. A new handrail where you need support. A grab bar in your shower for confidence every single day. Or if you're ready, a bigger renovation that makes your entire home more accessible and welcoming. Big or small, that's what we do. Accessibility renovations that give you peace of mind. But here's the key. Don't wait until after a fall. Be proactive. Take action before something actually happens, because I've seen it way too many times. One slip can change your life forever. And let's be honest, there's no shame in making your home safer. Adding a grab bar, swapping a tub for a walk-in shower, these aren't just fixes, they're upgrades. They make your home more livable today, and yes, they even add value to the future. So this weekend, while you're enjoying time with your family, take a moment to look around your home. Ask yourself, am I truly safe here? Am I comfortable? And if the answer is not really, give us a call at Greater Toronto Accessibility. We'll guide you, support you, and make sure your home grows with you so you can stay there happily and safely for many years to come.
Daniel, you won an award. You do a job once and you do it right. And some of us, we need to make up with our homes. We've let them go. There are now elements that aren't as safe or as lovely as they could be. So what do you suggest we do to really find out what we need to fix and how we can kiss our home and make it something perfect for our future?
That's a great question, Marilyn. And I offer this amazing assessment. It's called the Forever Home Safety Check. And this allows me to come to your home and take a look at your situation, because everybody's situation is different. And we can go room by room and look at everything that can be changed to make your home safer and more beautiful. We can zone in on the bathroom if that's a concern of yours. And I can come up with all the ideas to make it something that you can renovate in the future. And it doesn't have to be a full renovation. It could be just adding safety in the bathroom. It could be changing your kitchen around because the cabinets are too high. It can be railings in the hallways because you're just grabbing onto walls. Even if you want to get out in our summer days and you don't have a deck or you're looking to build a ramp, these are all things we talk about during this assessment. And it comes with a full written report, so you don't forget about anything I say. I will give you pictures, basic pricing on how much things are going to cost, and I like to call this your roadmap to the future so you know what to do and you can implement these changes whenever you're ready. There's no pressure. And the best part is, it's only $89.95 for this assessment, Marilyn.
Well, I always ask you for a show special. So what's the show special this week, Daniel? It's Labor Day. It's Kiss and Make Up with Your Home Day. So what can you do to give us an incentive?
So I definitely want to help some people out. So I want to give this assessment away for free for the first three callers this week. So if you call me directly at 647-206-6409, and you're one of the first three callers, I'll be happy to give you this assessment for free.
Now, some of us are maybe in a condo or smaller home, and we really don't need a whole total home assessment. You were talking about a bathroom assessment. Are you still doing that?
Yeah, so I actually call it the Forever Home Bathroom Check. And so I'd be happy if you're in a condo, a house, an apartment, wherever you live, there's no restrictions. I'd be happy to come out and just zone in on a bathroom if that's all you need. We don't have to go through the entire condo or home. We can zone in on what you need specifically, and I'd be happy to help you out with that as well.
And how much does that cost us?
So that's $69.95 just for the bathroom, but I'm, again, happy to give that away for the first three callers as well this Labor Day weekend, because I just want to help out and make a change in people's lives.
So $89.95 for a Forever Home Safety Assessment. And if it's just a bathroom you're interested in, then there's a bathroom check for $69.95. And now six people can benefit, three for the full assessment and three for the bathroom assessment. But one number will get you to Daniel Wiskin so you can ask your questions and get your answers and kiss and make up with your home and perhaps just your bathroom. 647-206-6409. That's 647-206-6409. Thank you, Daniel. It's been a pleasure speaking to you this Labor Day weekend. Glad we can offer people help.
Thanks so much, and enjoy your Labor Day weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. On this holiday weekend, Labor Day, and on Monday, Kiss and Make Up Day, we have the opportunity to pause and truly appreciate what's been done for us. It's also a moment to resolve to keep moving forward in our lives in a positive direction for both labor movement and in our personal lives. We can be thankful for the fair wages and safe workplaces and reasonable hours and dignity for workers and the other things that have been fought for and won. Thanks to the labor movement, workers today have the ability to work with purpose and they have the right to a life beyond their work. We have time to play, to rest, to spend with family, to live life fully. But it always hasn't been this way. One of the most pivotal moments in Canadian labor history happened in 1919. It was the Winnipeg General Strike. For 6 weeks, more than 30,000 workers walked off the job. Streetcars stopped running, factories went silent, and the city was at a standstill. The fight was fierce. There were police confrontations, mass arrests, and deep divisions between management and labor. It was a bitter chapter, but it sparked conversation and reform, and that laid the groundwork for collective bargaining rights, fairer wages, and better working conditions right across Canada. That's the power of perseverance and ultimately reconciliation. Because once the shouting stopped and the negotiating began, both sides found a way forward. Over time, they built something stronger together than they could have alone. This same principle applies in our personal lives. Kiss and make up, it may not always be easy, but studies show it's worth it. Psychologists have found that people who reconcile after a dispute often experience lower stress, better immune function, and improved heart health. One 2021 study found that letting go of grudges can reduce cortisol levels, and that's our stress hormone, and it can be done within hours of letting a grudge go. And relationships where both parties practice forgiveness are 31% more likely to last long term. So while Labor Day honors progress in the workplace, it also reminds us that even after big fights, whether across a bargaining table or a kitchen table, peace is possible. And the rewards, they're real. Now here we are at the end of August. Happiness Happens Month. And that doesn't mean that we have to stop seeking joy, especially on this weekend. Joy is all around us if we take the time to notice and the time to take a break. Whether we're in Toronto, elsewhere in Ontario, or anywhere across Canada with family, flying solo, or spending time with friends, we have endless ways to celebrate. We can enjoy a backyard barbecue. We can take a walk in a local park or visit our waterfronts. Toronto Island awaits us. The CNE is open. And nearby towns like Port Hope, Unionville, and St. Jacobs, they offer streets that are quaint to visit and museums and art galleries. And here in Toronto, we have the AGO and ROM, the aquarium, and lots more. There's something for every interest, every energy level, and every age group. As the old proverb says, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Studies confirm that taking even a short break from work can boost creativity, improve our mental health, and reduce stress and enhance our relationships. Those who take regular breaks are 23% more satisfied with their jobs and more engaged in their careers long term. So on this Labor Day weekend, let's enjoy what's been earned. Let's work hard when we work, stand up for our rights when needed, and appreciate the progress made by those before us. Because a fulfilling life is one that includes time to relax, to reflect, to celebrate, and to enjoy our life's simple pleasures. And kissing and making up, it isn't just for family and friends. The labor movement itself shows us that even after bitter battles, management and workers can find ways to come together, building companies, communities, and our country's future. So on this Monday, Kiss and Makeup Day, it can be a perfect reminder to mend fences everywhere we can. I'm reminded of my own family story. We don't talk about it often, but there were years where my mom and her only sister, Helen, did not speak. When I became engaged, I drove 100 kilometers to my Aunt Helen and Uncle Morris's home, and I invited them to my wedding. There were tears and hugs, and after a decade-long rift, the family reunited. The reasons why that rift existed aren't important, but from that day forward, my parents, Aunt Helen, Uncle Morris, and my cousins shared happy moments and were able to let go of the past. It's worth repeating the truth in the words often attributed to Lewis B. Smeads, author of Forgive and Forget. To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you. When we release the weight of past hurts, we step into a future that's lighter and brighter. And just like the labor movement still has unfinished work, fair pay gaps to close, workplace equity to achieve, and protections to strengthen, our personal relationships often have room for repair and growth too. Both kinds of work take patience, persistence, and a willingness to see the humanity in the other side. So on this weekend, let's make it one filled with the positives of kissing and making up, along with rest, relaxation, and hope for our future. Whether we're firing up a barbecue, soaking in the sunshine, or simply taking a breath to appreciate where we are, let's remember, today is a gift, and it's ours to make count for work, for play, for love, and for building our strong relationships. And now it's time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers. And thank you to Ian, Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And thank you to you for sharing this hour with us. And thank you for considering the lessons of Labor Day and Kiss and Makeup Day as you create your best life. If you'd like help from any of the From a Woman's Perspectives team, you can find our information on my website, marilyns.ca. It's under the heading On Radio Sponsor Expert List. And you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Have a great day, a fabulous weekend, and make the best of your week until we speak again next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. I am Marilyn Weston, and you've been getting it straight from a woman's perspective. And please remember on this long weekend that the labor of our hands builds our world, but the love in our hearts is what makes it worth living. So do both. All the best. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.